La 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 Nakecha on Shabbat Kodesh. This is a chapter on Havdalah. We're on page Nun Tet for whoever has the Sefer. Sefer Nakecha on Shabbat. And Be'ezat Hashem Yitbarach, we're going to be learning about Havdalah tonight. Last week we learned about the mahut of the essence of Motzei Shabbat, that is a renewal of our Avodah, the beginning of the preparation for the next week, the next Shabbat that's coming upon us. And this week, B'zat Hashem, we're going to be learning about Havdalah. We learned about Arvit last week, right? And the different stages of Arvit and what bringing down the light of Atzilut all the way down to Asiyah. B'zat Hashem, now we're going to understand this the idea of Havdalah. Just a nice little pitgam, a saying that I heard that I think is very important, and it's connected to Havdalah. That, right, part of Havdalah, what do we say? Amavdil ben Yisrael Amim, right? Separates between, differentiates between Israel and the nations. Why? It says, whoever is mavdil himself from the goyim do a kiddush Hashem. And whoever is makes a kiddush with the goyim, then the goyim make an avdalah. Meaning when you separate yourself, the goy sees you as kadosh. He sees you as holy, he sees you as sanctified. But when you want to make him into holy, meaning you're trying to be like, make them as if they're the ones that we should be acting like, they're the ones that we should be living like, they're the standard of what society should look like, then the goy forces himself to do avdalah. The goy himself wants to make a separation. Then he wants to come after the Jew and starts to chase the Jew. So just keep that in mind in life, that the kiddush is what we need to be going after, and not the goy. And when we do the kiddush Hashem, then the goy naturally does sees that in us, and when we want to make the goy into one of us, or us in, as one of the goyim, then they naturally will respond by making avdalah. Zat Hashem, we'll go inside now. Pnimiut inyan avdalah al kos. What's the idea of making avdalah on a cup? L'chaim l'chaim. Kevan sha'ata baruch haba rabion. Since now, on the outcoming of Shabbat, the work of the new week starts. A brand new week, brand new avodah, 6 days of creation. Then in the beginning, we have to do a few things. We have to start this whole entire process in a proper way. In the beginning, we do avdalah lakos. We make avdalah, right? This ceremony that we call, this ritual that we call avdalah, the differentiation. And we say, Hamavdil ben kodesh lachol. He who separates or differentiates between holy and mundane. And the intention is to put everything in its proper place. To know proper where everything goes. Because now that us as creations, we're starting to do works, work of creation, what's called melacha, not avoda, melacha, right? Like a melech. Avoda is not forbidden on Shabbat. Melacha is forbidden on Shabbat. Melacha comes from the word melech, king. And avoda comes from the word eved, right? Melacha is a creation act, an act that changes the reality. Mitzad echad, on one side, lamadnu v'safagnu b'shabbat et ha'emet ha'mukhletet. We learned and we absorbed on Shabbat the complete truth. She'en od milvado yitbarach. There's nothing besides Hashem at all. And that a person is completely nullified to the reality that they know milvado, that is all Hashem. But on the other side, we're not allowed to completely nullify this creation. The reality of this world. We don't have permission to completely nullify this world. And to say that, anyways, it's all Hashem, so I don't have to do anything. Because Hashem's will is that a person should act and do good actions in the world. And he should reveal Hashem's light and the godly light that's inside every aspect of life, every object, every aspect, every person in the world. And you should be a vessel of revealing Hashem's oneness and unity in the world. Therefore, after Shabbat itself, that we strengthen this fundamental recognition that it's all Hashem, and that everything is nullified to Hashem. Now, when we come to do Avdalah, we have to strengthen the reality of the creature, of the creation. Havdalah is coming to strengthen our reality as a person, as a human being in this world, put here by God to reveal His oneness. Therefore, we say, Amavdil ben Kodesh Lachol, He who differentiates between holy and mundane, Machrizim, and we declare by way of this that there is such thing as Kodesh, and there is such thing as Chol. There is something that's called sanctity, sanctified, holy, and there's what's called mundane. They both exist. There's Pnimiut and there's Chitzoniut. There's an internal reality, there's an external reality. Ki afshe be'emet ha'pnimit, akol zerak yad Hashem ve'oro. Since internally everything is just the hand of Hashem and His light, kol makom u'bachar li'itgalot be'kam ofnim, He decided to reveal Himself in a few different ways. Ve'yesh itgalut gemura shei kodesh, there's a complete revelation which is holy. Ve'itgalut musteret shei yachol, and there's a revelation that is concealed, which is called mundane. Hashem is still there. It just appears and it is revealed in a mundane way. This is the secret of the reality of a creature, of the creation. And we have to know everything's proper place and the importance that it has and its job in every different type of revelation that Hashem wants in this world. And even though on one side we have to remember that in all the different itgaluyot, in all the different revelations that there are, all there is really just the light of Hashem. On the other side, we have to know Hashem Yitbarach bachar sheyeh gam itgalut musteret. Hashem decided that there should also be a concealed revelation. Sheba yeh mitziut shel nivraim nifradim. In that reality, the creature, the creation, seems as if he's separate. Sheyifalu ba'olam bli ge'ava ve'yeshut, that they should go into the world and they should do actions without ego, without pride, with a knowledge that all of their actions are only by way of the power of the sender, the person, the being that desired that these actions should be done in the world. So that's the first idea of Avdalah. So why do we do it online? If that's what we're trying to do, give importance to everything in its proper place and us as creatures, creations, why wine? Therefore, we do it on a cup of wine. Because in Avdalah, but Tfilah, when we do Avdalah in Arvit, we also do Avdalah, right? Ata Chonantanu, like we said last week. The beginning of the Shemona Yisrael of Arvit, Motzei Shabbat, we do Avdalah. We have to reveal that there's also godly consciousness in the Chitzonim, in the external realities. There's a light of Hashem there. But Hashem chose for it to be concealed. And He separated between all these different types of revelations that He wants. But now, that we're coming to feel an additional level, additional part of that, and that's to remember that Gam Mitziut HaNivrah Chashuvah Lifnei Hashem Yitbarach. The reality of you as a creation is also important to Hashem. Right? When we say it in Arvit, we're saying, Hashem, you're everything. Right? There's this difference, but you're everything. Now, Motzei Shabbat, when we're done with Arvit and we come to make Avdalah, the ceremony that's called Avdalah, not just the prayer of Avdalah, there we're declaring that this reality of the 6 days of the week, that's also important to Hashem. V'lachzik b'shnei tzadim yachad, we have to hold on to both sides together. Mitzad echad upniut alev ledat shakol zerak o Hashem itbarach. On one side, internally in my heart, I need to know that everything is just the light of Hashem. On the other side, externally in my actions, in actual lema'aseh, right, as we say, to know that Hashem is the one that's doing them. B'mkom shelanu, kedei shenihel shluchav ba'olam venigalet elukuto b'ma'asenu. Hashem chose us to do actions in the world. We are just the puppet, though. Really, it's His hand inside that's moving, right? And what we're meant to be doing is revealing godliness in the world. And this is shown by way of the wine of Havdalah. Because wine has Yesh bo reticha, wine has heat to it. It has a certain sense of hotness to it, of boiling. V'hu moreh lanu lifol b'itla'avut. Wine represents us going to do our actions with passion, with excitement, with a fire. V'lo litot litrapot min avodah. Not to get soft when we have to go do something. Oh, it's not really me, so I can just do it, half chetzi clutch, as we say it in Israel. No. I have a job to do. Hashem sent me on a mission to do it. I have to put all my fire into it, all my passion into it. It's not just because, oh, it's all the light of Hashem, so I don't have to do anything. Here we have a long footnote, so pay attention, because the footnotes are always much deeper. This is the internal aspect of what the Arizal wrote in Shara Kavanot. He writes like this: Da ki ein lahatil ma'im bekol shel avdala b'shum ofen, v'kmo she be. It's written in a few different books. The Arizal says basically, it's known that when we drink wine, we're meant to put water inside of it, right? A few drops of water inside. On avdala, you don't put any water. Biyur ha'inyanu, what's the reason here? Shemayim meramzim al ha'chesed shel ha'boreh. Water is a hint to the loving kindness of the Creator, the chesed of Hashem. Al ha'or shel ha'boreh, the light of the Creator. Al ha'kara shakol zerak hu itbarach. Water represents that everything is just Hashem. And there's nothing besides Him. But wine is a show of the gvura, of the gvurot, of the might, meaning the ability to constrict and retract, the tzimtzum, the creation, right? That is the, all of us are rooted in gvura because Hashem, so to say, had to limit His light in order to create us, to create a world. So that limitation is called gvura. And that's where we're all rooted in. We all came from that limitation. V'ine b'stam kol shel bracha, in a regular cup that you're making a bracha on, you have to put water inside the wine because you always have to sweeten up the gvura, ameliorate the judgments with water. And by way of this, you're declaring that all of our power and all of the actions that we can go out in the world to do, they're only from the power of Hashem. I have no power by myself at all if you were to separate me from Hashem. There is no such thing. There's no reality. But when it comes to Avdalah, you should not put water into your wine. Because right now is not the time to nullify the creation at all. Right? It's not about complete bitul at this point of Avdalah. כי עכשיו בתחילת העבודה צריך להעמיד את מציאותו ולחזקו לעבוד כראוי ולכן אין להטיל מים ביין. Right now, when you're starting your week, this is the first action that you're going to make. Right? Technically, when we do Arvit, we're still in the synagogue. We're still in Shabbat mode. Yeah, it's out, but we haven't done any melacha. We haven't done anything yet. Right? Now, we're lighting a fire. We're starting to do mitzvot. We're starting to do something that is already action-oriented, not just the tefillah. Don't nullify yourself completely. It's not the time to say, I'm nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing. No, you're very important. Hashem needs you in the world to do actions. You have 6 days of actions coming up for you. You have to be able to do it. But you still need to sweeten up the wine. It's not with water, so how do you do it? You can't be mistaken to think that you're the one that's doing everything. That's what the wine really represents. You can't make that mistake to think that you're doing everything, so you do have to sweeten up. Lechen katuv b'sfarim hakadoshim shememtikim oto al yedei habsamim. Therefore, in the holy books, they say that how do you do this amelioration? How do you sweeten up the wine? By way of the fragrances, by way of the incense. Shem gimel hadasim ksherim agudim yachad. The proper way to do avdala with besamim is to have three hadasim, three myrtle branches, bound together. That is the proper way. We all have clove, cinnamon, all these different things. The proper lechatchila way that you should do avdala is to take three myrtle branches, three adasim, put them together, and that's how you do it. And how is it that these adasim, how is it that these myrtle branches do this amelioration, this sweetening of the judgments? Adas, they're tripled. They're three. It's a hint to Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, the loving kindness, the judgments, and the mercy, the balance between the two. The proper connection between the Chesed, which is a revelation of godly light, and the Gevurah, which is the Tzimtzum and the concealment of the godly light. By way of that, we are able to create the reality of what's called a creation. Ubein Tiferet shuv memtza memtze otam lamod b'matzav nachon u'matim. And then you have the Tiferet in the middle, which teaches you how to stand properly between godly light and concealment. And that is that you as a creation, you should be a vehicle and a tool for Hashem to reveal His light in the world. And all of this is hinted to in the Hadassim. Because they themselves, but in their most kosher form, they're three. Right? Each leaf is like three leaves. Right? That's the proper way of a myrtle. It's not, right? You have hadassim that are not like this. That's not the hadassim that technically we should be using, right? Proper myrtle branch, the ones that we use in Sukkot that are mehadrin, right? They're 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, right? Not that you have three branches. On each branch, all the leaves are in groups of three. So if it's not like that, then it's, so to say, God forbid, that one comes over the other. One friend comes on the top of the other. Rather, when you have 3, 3, 3, everyone's equal, everyone is in their proper place, fitting place. And not only is every hadas tripled, we also take three hadasim. And this, we show the proper shiluv, the proper mixture between chesed, gevurah, and tiferet. You have chesed, gevurah, and tiferet, chesed, gevurah, and tiferet, chesed, gevurah, and tiferet. Right? Three on three. There's a lot of Jews, like we said, majority of Jews that take different b'samim, right? Clove, cinnamon, all these different things, and they don't specifically take hadassim. And this is not a, this doesn't prevent you. It doesn't mean you're not doing avdala properly. Doesn't matter what you have. The fact that you're making a boy mini b'samim, you should have internally in your mind chesed gevurah tiferet of the hadassim, right? It could be any kind of fragrance in front of you. Inside your head, you should be envisioning this idea of 3, 3, 3, right? Of chesed gevurah tiferet in the proper balance, that are all equally aligned, in order for you to be a proper fitting creature, creation, to reveal the light of the Creator. Now we get to the besamim. That was the wine, right? So this recap, what was the wine for? When we're doing Avdalah, we are showing the importance of who we are as creatures, of the creation of Hashem, to do His will in this world. And therefore we can't completely nullify that reality. And therefore we do it on wine, which wine represents the gvura, represents the constriction that allows us to exist. And we don't put water in it, which is the light of the Creator, that would nullify the wine. Rather, we do it with the besamim, the fragrances that are tripled, in order to show this light in a special way. Now we get to the besamim. When we come to do the bracha al besamim, akavana besamim hi la'ashirat haneshama yitera. The intention is to make sure that the neshama yitera, this extra additional soul that we received on Shabbat, stays with us. Like it's written also in the Arizal Shar Kavanot, he says like this: Tikach shlosha adasim meshulashim ksherim v'tariach behem v'yihyu shlosha adasim elu niksherim kesher echad v'aguda achad. Take three adasim that are tripled and they are kosher, like we explained, right? Three leaves and they're kosher, they're not blemished, and smell them, and they should, these three adasim should be tied together with one knot and one sheaf, one bundle, right? Meaning, it's not enough that you grab three. The chatchila, they should be tied together with some kind of whatever it is, flax, whatever is string, you could have to tie them, right? And you have intention. Ki shloshet adasim elu em keneged nefesh ruach haneshama. These three adasim are in correspondence to nefesh ruach haneshama. And you have intention. Lashir lecha koach min tosefet nefesh ruach haneshama shenitosfu lecha b'Shabbat, to leave the additional part of the nefesh ruach and neshama that you received on Shabbat. And this is done now in Avdalah by way of these three adasim. And when you come to smell them, and it's already known ki kol pulot leil motzei Shabbat hem kidei lashir chelek min tosefet kedushat Shabbat leyamei achol habaim aleinu letova. Right? It's known, he says, Arizal, that everything that we do Motzei Shabbat is in order to keep this additional neshama, which again we explained in the previous classes, that this additional neshama is the additional ability to speak properly, to think properly, and to act properly, right, with a godly consciousness, to leave that energy with us for the whole entire week that's about to start. The internal aspect is, every Shabbat, we receive this additional neshama, which is the ability, which is a great, great, huge light and ability to comprehend and to feel the godly light in a deeper sense. And now on Motzei Shabbat, that we are leaving the sanctity of Shabbat, we're leaving the Kedusha of Shabbat, then this light is, God forbid, it could be lost. Therefore, we need to make sure that you do some kind of action in order to leave it inside of us. Right? There's O and there's Kelim. There's lights and there's vessels. whenever you download a light, you have to try to make a vessel to keep that light in. Vessels are usually a physical act. It could be a prayer, it could be learning Torah, it could be making Avdallah, right? We want this comprehension, this godliness, this recognition that we downloaded, this lofty light that we merited to on Shabbat, we want it to stay. And we're doing this by way of smelling the besamim, that there are three hadasim that are in correspondence to nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And like we explained before, that a lot of people do it on different besamim, it doesn't matter. You're still able to do this. And you think about these three adasim, and you have intention not only in the chesed, gevurah, and tiferet that we mentioned before, but also on the sod, the secret of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And you have to know there's a difference between halacha and kabbalah. There's a difference because whatever is mentioned in halacha, it's le'ikuv mamash. If you don't do what's written in halacha, you were not yotze. You didn't check the v. Right? Halacha says make Avdallah on wine and you made it on milk. You did not do Avdallah. Right? I just brought that for example. I don't know if that's really true. But whatever is written in halacha, you have to do what's written in halacha. There's no like, oh, I'll just replace this, but it's the same thing. Right? Wrap tefillin and you wrap a shoestring around, a shoelace around your arm. That's not tefillin. It doesn't matter that you tied it the exact same way. It's not tefillin. You're never able to do it in a different way than what's written in halacha. But when it comes to things that were rectified according to Kabbalah, there's things that are not, they don't delay the process. They don't prevent you from checking the V. They were done in order to make a hint to a certain idea. So whoever can't do it, meaning you can't get adasim, you live in a place that there's no adasim, or you don't have adasim, right? Or you have a different minag. Your minag is specifically to do it on clothes. For 200 years, your family's been doing it on clothes. God forbid you should change the minag of your forefathers.
Doing it for, because they didn't have that.
So then what do? Then you're able to do it with the internal intention, with the kavanah pnimit, right? Because again, these are things that are in Kabbalah, not in halacha. The main thing is the internal aspect, not the actual physical object. The depth here is shareach u'koach u'chani. Smell, the sense of smell, is a spiritual sense. It's a spiritual thing. Shenimtza v'pnimiyut ha'adas o ha'besamim. There's a spiritual reality inside those fragrances. And this shows a person to remember that in every single thing, there's an internal light. Right? Smell, again, is not something that we can see. Right? Sense, when you touch something, you see what you're touching. When you're looking at something, you see it. When you taste something, there's something physical there. Smell, it could come out of nowhere. You have no idea what it is. You don't see anything. It's the most spiritual sense that you have. In the pshat of the Torah, right, it talks about this, that the sense of smell wasn't mentioned in the Chet Adam Rishon. Therefore, spiritually, it's the most rectified, it's the most lofty sense that we have. It shows us mainly that there's something inside. Again, usually when we take samim, especially adasim or branches, you squeeze them, right? Why do you have to squeeze them? To get what's inside out. The smells on a certain level externally is one thing, but when you squeeze it, it's a whole nother smell, it's a whole nother level of fragrance, right? Again, the internal aspect is being revealed. And when a person takes these besamim and he smells them, he has to get passionate in his heart to see that in every single thing, even a physical thing like fragrances, like a few herbs, inside of it there's godly light. And you ask from Hashem inside your heart when you come to do the bracha on besamim, that He should illuminate inside of you the nefesh, ruach, and neshama that you merited into Shabbat, on Shabbat, that by way of them you'll be able to live this way properly, to see godliness in everything, to know that everything has a godly reality inside. And you think like this. He gives us a nice meditation to do when we do besamim. Kumo sheyesh reach betoch besamim, like there's a smell, a fragrance inside these herbs. And even though you don't see it, it's there, and it's the main aspect of the herbs. Right? Why do we have herbs? Because of their smell, not because of anything else. Kach ani mekabel al atzmi lizkor sheyesh or pnimi b'chol davar v'inyan. So too, I'm taking upon myself a resolution to remember that inside every single thing in this world, there is an internal light, and there's an internal idea in everything. This is the godly light that is giving existence to every single thing. And to know that that's the main aspect. And that's the only good and the only pleasure that I feel in everything that I experience. And great meditation to start your week with. The koach ha-maaseh hazeh, by way of this action and these thoughts, a person merits that this additional level of nefesh, ruach, and neshama that you received on Shabbat should stay inside of you. B'zat Hashem, by way of them, you'll be able to see Hashem's hand and His light in everything that you're going to go through your whole entire week. And understand that this inside, this internally, this is the internal aspect of what's written inside the Pesukim. Shemirichim b'samim, what the Poskim say, the halachic Poskim, what they say, Shemirichim b'samim b'motzei Shabbat kivan she'avad avda ha'nefesh ha'yetera. The Poskim, right? Why do we smell b'samim? Because we lost our neshama yetera. We lost this additional soul. And by way of smelling the b'samim, yishe'er la'adam me'he'ara hazo shel ha'neshama yetera, ולא תאבד ממנו. When you smell these fragrances, you will have this illumination of the neshama that was, and you shouldn't lose it completely. ואף שבוודאי אי אפשר שיעיר לאדם ביום חול כמו בשבת. Even though for sure, you're not going to get the same illumination that you got on Shabbat, on Motzei Shabbat, even though that's the case, you'll acquire a little bit of it completely for the whole entire week, right? When you make an action, now you do download a certain part. It's yours. You've acquired it. It's yours. It's not going to go anywhere, right? Not the full illumination that you got, but a little bit will be. And just a side note here, we haven't got into it yet, but we're going to get to the point where he teaches us, according to the Torah Chacham, who's the student of the Rashash, whose Ilula is coming up on Shabbat Kodesh. The Rashash, his main student, was the Torah Chacham, Rav Chaim de la Rosa. He is the path of Kabbalah that Rav Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern goes upon. He's the most quantum Kabbalah that there is, the deepest person that ever went in Kabbalah. His Kabbalah is immensely deep. Let's put it this way, if the Arizal talked about months and the Rashash talked about weeks, the Torah Chacham spoke about minutes. Okay, he like literally took it to the finest details possibly. He says that there's no such thing as light leaving you. You got a light that stays with you forever. It just appears as if it's concealed. And we'll get to that when we get to that, but it's important to mention it already here. So now we have the candle. Ner Avdala. After this, after we bless on the fragrances, we make a bracha on the candle of the Avdalah, and we take our fingers and we bend them in front of the candle, right? A lot of people do this, do that. We're going to learn tonight what's the proper way to hold your hands, okay? Zat Hashem, we're going to explain a little bit of the pinimut of this minag. It comes from, if anybody wants to see where this is coming from, it's from the Zohar Kadosh in Parashat Bereshit. On the 21st page, on the first side, Daf Kaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, and all the Pirushim, all the commentators that you have on that page. In the beginning, we're going to bring the words of Rav Chaim Vital, that he brings us the behavior and the way that the Arizal would do this. And he writes like this: Aya noeb lichfof rashe etzvotav hayeminim el toch kapo hayeminit. The Rabbi Arizal would take his right hand's fingers and bend them into the palm of his hand. Vagudal mechuse tachtehem, and the thumb is covered underneath the fingers. Yunichfafim keneged panav shel adam mevarech, and they shall be bent towards your face, right? Not like this towards the candle, like this towards you. וגם יהיו נכפפים לפני הנר, and they should also be bent towards the candle, right? So you take the candle, right? The candle's in front of you when you make a bracha. You take your hand, you bend your fingers towards you into your palm of your hand with your thumb underneath it covered up, and you tilt them towards the candle. Okay. גם שלא כאותם הנוהגים לכפוף אותם כנזכר, אלא שמהפכים פני הקף כלפי מטה. Not like those people who put their palm down towards the ground and their fingers, their nails towards the sky, and they put it like that towards the candle. Not like that. Do not do that, he says. These are the words of Rav Chaim Vital. This is not the book that we're learning. This is Rav Chaim Vital talking about how the Arizal did it. Ele tzrich liskof yadecha hayeminit ve'etzvotav klepei mala. You have to take your right hand and put the fingers towards the nails, towards the top. Upnei etzvotav etzvot keneged panecha. And the face, right, the back of the fingers go down, and the face of the fingers need to be towards you. After that, you take the heads, meaning the tips of your fingers, towards the palm of your hand, and you leave the rest of your fingers towards the top, meaning towards the candle. Then when you look at the candle, right, you put them like this at the candle, what are you looking at when you look at your hand?
The reflection.
You look at the nails.
The nail.
You look at your nail, not at your fingers. You look at the nails, okay?
But you don't need to bend it, you just like this?
Bend what?
And you don't do like...
You just get a reflection.
Well, you have to be able to see the reflection of the... Exactly, the candle hitting your nails. He's going to explain it now. V'hine ha'ner meremez ha'shkina kdusha lechan. The candle represents the Holy Shechina. She ora olam, which is the light of the world. V'chitzoniyut dalet etzbot morot al dalet kitot ha'malachim ha'nikrem argaman. The four fingers are a hint towards the four different groups of angels that we have that are called argaman. Argaman is a color. It's like a burgundy.
It was purple.
Purple, yeah.
Purple, but it's like a rich. It's not purple like we call purple. It's like a royal.
Yeah, it's very, it has some hues of red.
Yeah, like burgundy, wine, right? Red wine, not red and not purple, right? And but that's the color. Really, though, what we're saying is these four groups of angels, which are Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, Michael. Okay, again, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, and Nuriel is the last. Nuriel. How many did we count now? Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, Nuriel. Five. But we said it's four different types of angels.
What's going
on? Even though they're five, Be'emet enam ela arba, even though we mentioned five, really there's four. Ki Uriel ve Nuriel hem kat achad. Uriel and Nuriel are one group. But one is in the day and one is in the night. Right? Uriel, O-E-L, the light of God, right? My light is God. Clearly that's the daytime. Or it could, you know, knowing Kabbalah, it could be flipped, and then it's Dafka the night, but whatever. Let's see. V'yam nirmazim Dafka b'tzad ha'chitzoni shel ha'etzbot. Where are they hinted to, these four angels, these four groups of angels? On the external side of the fingers. Right? This is the external side of the fingers. They are an expression of the external revelations. Itgalut anivraim, the revelation of the creations, the creatures. Ve'morim al klalut ha'koach shel anivraim. They are a sign to the general aspect of the power that we have as human beings, as creatures in this world, to do the message, to be emissaries to the Creator. This is the place of the nails. Ki mitachtehem yesh ktzat yenika lechitzonim. Underneath your nails, there is a little bit of a room there for the external forces to be able to nurse off of. Ki b'makom shenira shenivra hu apoel. In a place that it seems that you are the one that's doing something and not Hashem, sham yesh yenika lechitzonim. That's the place that the external forces can nurse from. In a place that it appears that you're the one doing it and not Hashem. Meaning, ששם יש להם מקום לנסות לטעות את האנשים כאילו יש לו כוח עצמי וכאילו יש משהו מחוץ מהשם יתברך. That's the place where they can test you to see that maybe you're not able, maybe it's you that's doing everything and it's not Hashem. Right? מבואר בעץ החיים, it's explained in the עץ החיים of the Arizal, that ציפורן מכסה על קצה האצבעות החיצוני, that the nail covers the tip of the external part of the fingers. right? The internal part is your is the inside of your hand. The outside of your hand is the external part of your hand, right? So the tip of the external part of your hand, you have nails. Why? To make sure that the chitzonim, these external forces, cannot nurse too much, just what they need. They're only about to take what they need, meaning that the nail causes that you shouldn't fall into forgetting God, forgetting godliness. And this is by way of the nail that stayed from Adam Rishon. It's very deep stuff. I once listened as a rabbi, Rav Yitzchak Cohen from Matok Midvash, and he gave a nearly 3-hour class on nails. It's out of this world. My sister wanted to start doing nails and be a nail technician. I said, let me listen to this class. I give my sister some download before she messes with fire. She didn't do it in the end. Once I told her everything I learned there, right? But it's crazy to know what nails. And another zgula, if you're ever laughing hysterically and you need to stop yourself from laughing, look at your nails. Why? This is all we have left from Adam Rishon. This is all we have left from what man once was. Man was once translucent like this, right? This is the color of Adam.
Only nail.
Not that it was physical like this. It's not that it's not that his body was like this, but
the covering outside.
Exactly. He had like a like here you can see just the color, but you could, a covering, but you see through it, right? Not like our skin that this is what you see, right? Through the nail, you can see that there's something inside. So too, Adam Rishon had this, so to say, this light surrounding him, right? So whenever you feel like you're laughing too much and you need to stop yourself, I promise you, it works. It really does work. You look at your nails, and you will get the embarrassment of what was the first sin that caused you now to switch from aleph to ayin, from the skin of light to the skin of leather, right? And it will stop you from laughing. It's crazy. There's a whole bunch of zgulot, but you see here that there's a lot of depth to what's going on in your nails. And that it can, and we know that a person cuts his nails and just leaves them. Even a pregnant woman could walk over them. She can miscarry. There's a whole bunch of different things going on. A wicked person leaves them around. A benoni buries them, and a tzaddik burns them. Right?
He's willing in the right order.
Yeah. There's a whole bunch of different things. Kitzur, not the place now. We take the external part of the fingers. Right, and we tilt them towards the candle, which is the light of the Shekhinah, to show that the main thing is the Shekhinah. We take our external reality and we bend it towards the Ner. All of our external actions, they're not something by themselves. Their whole entire purpose is only to reveal the internal reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Arizal explains in length how you have to bend your fingers. And Rizat Hashem here, he already brought this in the book, but he's bringing it again. Well, if he bring it again, we have to read it again, because there's obviously a depth here. He would take the tops of his fingers, again, he keeps saying the right, the Arizal keeps saying, maybe because he held the candle with the left, or he had to hold the wine with the left, right? I don't know what it is, but he would take his right hand, again, take his fingers,
so and... he's going to do his left hand?
Maybe he had the wine in the left hand or the candle in the left hand. Machon, but he only explained when he's writing here that the Rav Chaim Vital only writes right hand. I don't know to say why, but it's just an observation that I have. Right, he would take his right fingers and bring them down, covering his thumb underneath him. Nichfafim keneged panav shel adam mevarech. They are bent towards the face of the person making the bracha. And they would also be bent towards the candle. The internal aspect is that the tochetzbot, the inside part of the fingers, that is the place of the flesh, the place of the meat, right? This is the internal aspect of the creation. The external side of the fingers, which is the side that has the nails on them, this is the external aspect of the creation. Therefore, we take them and bend them in front of the candle, specifically this external part of the fingers, and we look how the light of the candle is hitting our nails. Ki zeu inyan ner shel Motzei Shabbat. This is the idea of the candle of Motzei Shabbat. Lichof et hachitzoniut lifnei Hashchina. To take all of the physical external reality and to bend it in front of the light of the Shechina. La'amid et hadvarim al mekomam menachon. And to take things and put them in their proper place. You need the external reality, but specifically in a way that it is bent down in front of the Shekhinah, that it's serving the Shekhinah, and that it remembers that it's from the Shekhinah that it receives all of its light. And we cover up the thumb, because the thumb, bi'agudal yesh achizat adinim. In the thumb you have the it's funny, the second time in a week I'm learning about the thumb. I just learned about it in the Ma'aral and crazy stuff, Baruch Hashem. That the thumb has a place of this dinim, It shows the aspect of the creature himself. That's why you see that the thumb is separate from the hand. The thumb is its own entity, right? The thumb also has only two joints, two parts to it. The finger has three, but the thumb only has two parts to it. We don't want this. We don't want to be just a thumb. Right?
That's why we hide it.
So that's why we hide it. We don't want to feel separate. We don't want to be our own thing. We don't want to be only two parts. We want to have the light of the creature, the light of the Creator with us. Right? That's why we hide it. Chazak u'baruch. Tov. Lema'aseh. Practicality. What's happening here? Kasher Yehudi mevarech borei morei ha'esh. When you come to make this bracha, bless you, O God, King of the Universe, the Creator of the luminaries of fire. Yesh lo lechaven l'argish l'alhiv et libo l'chush v'lachshov. You have to intend and feel and bring passion into your heart to tangibly think and feel. Yesh li koach esh. I have the ability, I have the power of fire. Koach pula v'shtokikut, the ability to do actions in this world, the ability to yearn and to long. V'ani male sheifa l'asot hakol k'ra'ui. I'm filled with aspirations to do everything properly. But I take everything and I bow it down inside in front of the light of the Shekhinah. Because I know everything is just from Hashem. Everything's from the Shekhinah. Everything I can do, all this fire that I have to do the right thing, it's only on the terms of the Shekhinah. Only by way of recognizing that Hashem is the true doer will I be able to do anything properly. Will I be successful in doing anything properly? And this is what it means, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, the creator of the luminaries of fire. Ha'esh hi esh ha'peula v'yishtokihud. The fire, what is fire? It's the fire of action, the fire of yearning. And this shows that the power of the creation, the creature, the human being to go out and to do in the world. And this light, this power, this ability is mainly hinted to in the angels. What is the essence of an angel? Malach, the word malach really means an emissary. It really means shaliach. Right? We stopped using it as that, we use it as an angel. Right? But really in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, malach means a messenger, a shaliach. Right? What is their whole entire essence of an angel? To be a shaliach of Hashem. You have to take your ability that you were sent to do a mission and to remember that you were sent by way of the Shekhinah. You were sent by way of Hashem. That's why you have to submit yourself and put your head down to the Shekhinah, to the light of the candle of Havdalah. Ki ka'ed v'motzei Shabbat. Now in Motzei Shabbat. Nivra esh. Why do we do a Motzei Shabbat? We do a fire. Why do we light a fire on Motzei Shabbat? Because that's when Adam and Rishon made the first spark. We created fire. Fire was created, right?
It was given to him.
It was a creation of fire.
Right? Darkness came in the world.
Biduk. Like the Arizal says, the depth is... Sorry, like the Chazal says in Psachim, whoever wants to look this up, Gemara in Psachim, Nun Gimel, 53, the depth is... Like Adam HaRishon who did that sin, Motzei Shabbat, he did Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbat, right, and he made tshuva. What was that? What is the inner aspect of him doing tshuva? The ability of a human being, a creature, to have a yearning and to have a passion to do some kind of action with effort. To work hard towards a goal. He messed up. He had to leave Gan Eden, and now he started his process of working towards making it back to Gan Eden. In the beginning of everything, you have to completely nullify yourself. You come to do an action, you have to nullify yourself. Like we learned in V'Noam, right? First the light of Hashem, then the light of the things that I've done, and then the things that I did, but I didn't do them properly. Right? And the first things first, nullify yourself to Hashem. That's the light of Shabbat. Mikol makom, ata achar Shabbat nivra or ha'esh. Now, after Shabbat, there's a creation of the light of fire. And this is very important. And we need this. But we need that it should come with a submission to the light of Hashem. Therefore, we take this external reality and we bow it down. We subdue it to the light of the Shekhinah, right? We take our fingers, which is the external aspect of our hands, which do all of the actions, right? And the external side of the hands, which get the most affected, in the right? And we take that and we bow it down in front of the light. Therefore, we make a blessing on the candle in the middle of Avdalah. Because this is the whole entire idea of Avdalah. Lavdil ben ha-shorash amiti leven ha-toledot. To make a differentiation, a separation between the root of everything, the true root of everything, and the offspring, the outcomes of everything. Lachniyat ha-briya lifnei ha-borei yitbarach. To take the creation and to submit it in front of the Creator. Because only in this way, on a way of submission, on a way of differentiation of Avdalah, are we able to work properly without falling into pride and to haughtiness. Tov, the blessing of Avdalah. In the end, we have in a whole nother bracha, right? We have Gefen, Besamim, Esh, and then we have the blessing of Avdalah. Now that we've explained, אחר שיתברר לנו על ידי בסמים שאף שיש מציאות לנברים וחיצוניות בכל מקום מעיקר הוא פנימיות שבכל דבר. By way of the fragrances, the incense, we learned that even though there's an external reality, the main thing is the internal reality. And also we took all of our reality as creatures and of creations and we bowed it down in front of the light of the Shekhinah. Now we make the blessing of Avdalah. We've already explained it in the beginning of the chapter that it's coming to show that internally everything is just Hashem. Hashem made it that there should be creation. Hashem created a world. And He wants us to do actions in as messengers for Him with passion, with great excitement. There's also another hint here in this bracha. Sha'af she'esh or eloki b'chol davar. Even though there's God light in everything, there's also levels of how this light is revealed. יש דברים שהם חול ורשות. There's things that are mundane and they're optional. ולעומתם דברים של קדושה ממש, and in opposition to those, right? On the other side of that coin, you have things that are holy at their core. Footnote. זו הייתה הטעות של קורח. This was the mistake of Korach. What did Korach say? כל העדה כולם קדושים. The whole entire tribe, the whole entire people of Israel, everyone's holy. Everyone's holy. We're all Moshe Rabbeinu. ולא יבין שיש מדרגות בהתגלות האור. He didn't understand that there's levels of revelation of the light of Hashem.
I heard about that today, that he was right, but it wasn't in the right time.
נכון.
It was when Moshe is going to come. Everybody's going to be like that.
נכון. אלא צריך לדעת לסדר את המדרגות באופן הנכון. You have to know how to order these, to put these lights in proper order. You have to know how to submit the lower light in front of the greater light. Then, you that you're on the lower level will be able to receive from he who's on a higher level than you. Everyone will receive from the person that's above him. That person that's above you, he is the vehicle of the Shekhinah to be revealed in the world. He is the one that's revealing Shekhinah in correspondence to who you are. עד שיקבלו כולם מאור השם דבר. Until everybody is receiving from the light of Hashem, but the person, if he doesn't give in to him who is above him, if he doesn't submit himself to the one that's above him, אז אני לא יוכל לקבל את האור השם דבר. You won't be able to receive the light from Hashem if you can't receive the light from your friend. לכן מורה רבך כמורה שמיים. Therefore it says, the rabbis say, the awe of your rabbi should be like the awe of heaven. What, you're meant to have fear of some man? You're meant to have the same awe that you have for Hashem you should have of your rabbi? Yes. Because if you don't do that, you'll never have awe of Hashem. It's the first step. ורק כאשר זכו ישראל ויאמינו בהוויה ומשה עבדו. Only once Am Yisrael merited that they believed in God and in Moshe his servant, only then everybody was able to really comprehend sanctity and kedusha, and then they were able to sing the song of the sea, Shirat Hayam. כי הכנעה הבדלה אינם אלא לטובתו שיוכל לנעוק כראוי. the reason that you have to submit yourself, the reason that you have to differentiate between the different levels, is so that you can receive properly. It's all about you. It is for you. But if you don't put yourself in the right place and know that he is higher than you and she is lower than you and what so on and so forth, whatever it may be, then you're not going to be in the right place to be able to nurse from those who are above you in order to get to the level where you're nursing from Hashem. Yesh dvarim shebizman azeh, there's things that in this time, the light is completely concealed inside of them. Completely hidden. They are all of the klipot and all of the sins, all of the husk, all the things that we're not allowed to do. Pig, goyot, whatever it might be, right? Things that are completely... Huh? Yeah, completely concealed. There's a light of Hashem there, but it's for you, you're not going to be able to release the bounds there. But tzeich l'itrachek mehem l'lo psharot. You have to distance yourself from them with no settling here. You don't give up. You have to fight with all your might to not give in to these things. V'im chalila adam choshev shakol tov. If a person, God forbid, thinks that everything is good, everything in the world is good, everything is holy, like Korach said, right? V'akol rak or eloki, everything's just godly light. Azaloy yagil ha'makom enachon, and he's never going to get to the proper place. Ki hu alul lipol berishtam shel ha'klipot. You're going to fall into the net, into the trap of the klipa, of the husk that's covering up Hashem's light. What do they want? They just want to take you off of the path of Avaya, take you off the path of Hashem. V'zoya bracha. This is the bracha that we make. Hamavdil ben kodesh lechol. He who differentiates between holy and mundane. Lo'adiyah sheyesh kodesh v'yesh chol. We're making it known. There is what's called holy, there is what's called mundane. V'yesh or v'yesh choshech. There's light and there's darkness. There's a part of the light of Hashem in the creation that is revealed, and there's a part of Hashem that is concealed. And there's a difference between them. They're not the same. This is the only way that you can walk straight. This is the only way that you can make real progress in life. By way of this, you can bring the light of Shabbat into the weekdays in a proper way. We're not going to make the mistake of saying everything's good, everything's holy, everything's godliness. Like on Shabbat we say. Like the light of Shabbat that we have. Shabbat klipot betelot. There the klipa is completely nullified. Footnote. Even on Shabbat you have klipot. There's things that are completely forbidden and you have no permission to do them on Shabbat. God forbid. Anything that is reshut, anything that is permitted, meaning it's not forbidden, it's permitted, but it's not necessarily a mitzvah, a snack, marital relations, sleeping, all, drinking wine, all these things that are not forbidden, there's no halacha saying you can't do it, but there's no mitzvah to do them. On Shabbat, it's a mitzvah to do it. The things of reshut on Shabbat are a mitzvah. The things that are optional on Shabbat, they become a mitzvah. Why? Because it's a mitzvah lit'aneg.
Unintentionally on...
Huh?
It's unintentionally unending. It's just a mitzvah.
Meaning, you want to have a l'chaim on Shabbat, and you take oneg from it? Obviously, if you're trying to get drunk and this, and then you're going to fall into... No, obviously, right? But if you're not going to get wasted now and ruin your whole entire Shabbat and break Shabbat and go fight and act like an animal, and you want to take a l'chaim... Chavod, it's dafka mitzvah. It's oneg Shabbat, mitzvah. Tuesday, to take that same lachaim, it could be an avera, even though it's a reshut. On Shabbat, it's a mitzvah, oneg Shabbat. Af shebechol tzrich lifrosh mehem kefi kocho. On the weekdays, you have to separate yourself from these things as much as you can. Things that are optional, right? They're not necessary, they're not forbidden, but they're not a mitzvah. They're optional. They're parv. On the weekday, try to reduce those things as much as possible. On Shabbat, oneg, mitzvah. Physicality in a weekday is dangerous. There's a fear, God forbid, that you engage with that optional thing that you don't have to do, but it's not forbidden. You might fall into the klipa by way of it. It becomes completely permitted on Shabbat. What's the reason for this? Because on Shabbat there's a revelation that everything is godly light. By way of everything being revealed as godly light, you have the ability then to take pleasure and to eat and to drink and to enjoy physicality. On Shabbat, it's me'en olam haba. It's so to say the light of the world to come. in the future, when everything is rectified and everything will be revealed, the light that's inherently inside everything completely be revealed, as gam ha'chayot ha'tme'ot yishtane tiv'an hara v'yu mutarot. Even the impure animals, their nature, their negative evil nature will change and they will also be permitted.
Bacon?
What's a pig's name in Hebrew? Chazir. What is the word chazir? What's the shorosh? Chazor, to return. In the future, it will return. Once the light that's inside everything, the godly light that's inside everything, even if it's concealed in our times, once that light is revealed, then the negativity is nullified. But on Shabbat, bizman hazeh, in this time, enze bishlumut, it's still not completed. Why? Because Shabbat in our time is me'en olam haba. It's a taste of the world to come. It's not the world to come yet. So you can't have pig and you can't do whatever you want. There still is klipa on Shabbat. In the world to come, then all of the light will be revealed. And even those things that are completely tameh, you can eat a lizard. You want to go eat a gecko on Shabbat in next Shabbat when Mashiach's here? Right?
Tastes like chicken.
Is that the show? Right? So, that was that. Now to summarize everything, Bezat Hashem. We have three different works to do on Avdalah, on a kos, Avdalah on the cup, right? There's Avdalah in Arvit, and there's Avdalah in the cup.
What? Yeah.
They are Besamim, Ner, and Avdalah. The fragrances, the candle, and the blessing of Avdalah. The idea of Besamim is to recognize that there is an internal reality to everything. Right? Like the fragrance that we can't see, but it's inherently there, we know it's there. So to everything else in life. The idea of the candle is to submit and bend over the physicality and the external realities of us as creatures, of human beings, in front of the flame of the Holy Shekhinah, which she is the source of everything and all of the power that we have. And the idea of Avdalah on wine is to teach us to recognize the straight path. That on one side and on mitvodot there's nothing besides Hashem. Omnam hu gam asa shebichitzoniyot yu ken yun anivrein. But Hashem made that externally there should be what's called a creation. Shifalu v'yasu, that they should go out, they should act, they should do actions in this world. And therefore, now on Motzei Shabbat, the creature, the creation, needs to work properly, and that's the secret of the wine. And there's another hint in Avdalah. To know that even though Malchuto Bechol Mashallah, Hashem's kingship is in every domain, is in every place, even though that's the case, we have to know where is Hashem being revealed and to cling to that. And how and where is Hashem concealed and to be very cautious there. Because Hashem Yitbarach made a differentiation, He made a separation between how He reveals His light. And we have to be very, very careful to stand properly on these different levels and these different stages of revelation in the world. And then we have the last thing for the today, which is the saying of Vayiten Lecha. You have inside your Pasuk, if you come to Zidichov, we do this immediately, right? Vayiten Lecha. Vayiten Lecha Elokim, Mital HaShemayim, Meshmanei HaAretz, right? It's a whole entire Kabbalistic permutation of different codes that was put together, of different Pasukim. Now we start the week off. Let's see what he says here. Nagu Yisrael omar psukei dirachame betzet haShabbat. Am Yisrael has a minhag to say psukim, verses of mercy, rachamim, on the outcome of Shabbat. Like it's written inside the words of the Zohar Kadosh. The Zohar says like this, Birchan daka amre tzibura, vayiten lecha Elokim mital haShamayim, baruch ata ba'ir, baruch ata basadeh. And the Zohar says there's a blessing that people say in public, meaning there's a special thing to say this in a minyan of 10 men, right? And then the Zohar starts to list off all of these different blessings. Blessed are you in the city, blessed are you in the field, blessed are you when you enter, blessed are you when you leave. All these different blessings that we say. There's those who have the minhag to say it inside the synagogue. This is simply what the Zohar have said. The Zohar says to say it in tzibura, to say it in public, meaning in a minyan. But according to the Arizal, Lo'omram be'avdala. You should say it at Avdala. Arizal says Avdala, meaning most people do Avdala at their home, not necessarily with a minyan. Mm-hmm. From here, I got the chizuk that in Zidichov, while we're saying Beit Elecha, we have someone doing Abdullah at the exact same time. Like the Marchu writes in Shara Kavanot, he says, "Otam apsukim, apsukim shel Beit Elecha Elokim mital shamayim." הכתוב במחזורים במוצאי שבת בסדר הבדלה היה נוהג מורי זל